Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
For the Director General of the BBC, Tim Davey, and the Chief Executive of News, Deborah Turness, have resigned following criticism that a BBC documentary misled viewers by editing a speech by US President Donald Trump. And Vincent McAvinney, London-based journalist, joins us. Vincent, much of this, not all of it exclusively, but much of this derives from an edit made in the BBC Panorama documentary. Just remind people of what has happened.
Yeah, so this was a documentary broadcast a week before the 2024 US elections called Trump a Second Chance. And in that documentary, they sort of analysed his assessment, an assessment of fitness for the job. Now, what they did is something that's regularly done in TV news. When you've got a long speech and you need to summarise it into sort of a minute or two, you essentially take the best sections to give a balanced overview of what was said in the speech, but you play a sort of flash between them. It's called a white flash in TV editing to show that you're sort of jumping between points. Now, with Donald Trump, those speeches can be, you know, very long and very rambling. It's actually quite hard to do. But it appears that this documentary, which was not made in-house by the BBC, but by an external production company, which is something the BBC has essentially been sort of forced into do by the previous government to make more by outside production companies, it seems that they didn't stick to this very simple rule of editing. And the way that they cut it looked as if the two sections had been sort of back to back and not an hour apart.
And that edit made what Donald Trump, and there's a kind of an irony in this because it's quite easy to find things that Donald Trump has said that are objectionable, but that they made what he had actually said look worse. Isn't that the key?
Yes, they did slightly make what he had sort of said seem worse. He did say those things, he just didn't say them as closely as it sort of was portrayed in the documentary.
This has resulted in the resignations. These aren't the only, I suppose, questions hanging over the BBC editorially of late. They have been accused of bias with regard to Israel. They've been accused of bias with regards to gender ideology, including the censure of Martine Croxwell last week, the newsreader, over saying pregnant women rather than pregnant people on air. Those things have also been highlighted, haven't they?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Yeah, these have been highlighted. What you've got here is sort of on the face of it, a sort of whistleblower, an individual who was part of the sort of BBC editorial board that was sort of looking into things. He has come out with sort of allegations that he says, this is a guy called Michael Prescott, that he says that they have not addressed internal bias on those issues that you just mentioned there. But there is a sort of second story now brewing that, you know, the BBC could have put out a statement very quickly last week saying, and apparently, which is what Deborah Turness, the head of news, wanted to do, and Tim Davey, saying, we've made a mistake, we apologise for this, we won't have it happen again, we'll make sure that editorial guidelines are followed. But there's been a battle on the BBC board, in particular with an individual called Robbie Gibb, who used to work for Theresa May. He was a BBC journalist. He helped set up GB News, and his position on the board has been curious for some time, but it turns out he was a force, it seems, who sort of helped to delay and sort of fought off releasing a statement. And so this story has built and built and built. Mm. When you've got the Telegraph newspaper, a former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, a sort of campaign of those on the right trying to drip feed information from this individual to damage the BBC. So some this morning even going as far as calling it a coup within the BBC.
Yeah, there is reports that there's open revolt in the newsroom in the BBC, particularly over the Martine Croxwell stuff. What do we expect to happen now, Vinnie, lastly?
Well, we will see what happens. I mean, a member of the BBC board will have to go before a select committee hearing this morning where he's going to sort of give a statement on this. I mean, these are the two biggest jobs in the BBC, to lose both simultaneously, leaves the corporation rather rudderless. Morale is already pretty low in the BBC. You know, there were questions about Deborah Turness's leadership, but to have suddenly been left without a leader means that you're sort of recruiting for that at a really critical time. And the Director General as well. The Director General is described as being the sort of one of the hardest jobs in British public life, because you ultimately have to work very hard in an industry that's in permanent revolution, and no one's ever particularly happy with you and the decisions you make. So it is, you know, an institution that many people hold dear to their hearts. But when it's coming up for charter renewal as well, in not that long, I think it's December 31st, 2027, is when its charter runs out. That was the key priority of Tim Davey at the moment, to sort of renew the charter and secure a funding model, which could have been the license fee or part license fee and something else, or who knows what, to have to come into the BBC, run it, secure its reputation and get that charter is a big demand.
Vincent McAvinney, London-based journalist, thank you for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.